Hi, Betty. What's on your mind?
A couple of people that have diabetes. One is a 10-year-old girl that just recently was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And I wonder if there's anything that can be done to stop that or, you know, reduce the severity as much as possible, because that's so hard for kids.
Yes,
and
ma'am. There's some.
Type 2.
Oh, so we'll I know it was type 2. Let's start the type 1 one. And that is she's 10. And at that age, there actually is a fairly good chance that it could be turned around if it hasn't been going on now for 5 or 6 years. But when it's newly diagnosed, there are a number of factors that have been proven, and let's underline proven, to help regenerate the pancreatic islet cells, which are the little fellows and ladies that make insulin for us. So I'll just tell you what I would be thinking of if this person came in to see me, and here's what it is. Oh, okay. Let's check your levels of something called C-peptide. What is C-peptide? Oh, it's a marker that tells us how much insulin the person's own body is making, and it is not affected if you have to take insulin from the outside. It's a marker of how much it's making. Now, have I worked with that before? Yes, I have. And if a person's C-peptide is not absent and is at the bottom end of the range, it's still possible to regenerate your pancreatic islet cells. And so the two big standbys are larger than uses of usual amounts of niacinamide and something a botanical, which I'm blanking on at the moment, but I've got it on my list. And with that, I have seen people regenerate their pancreatic islet cells. Now, the big deal, though, is what caused this. And what causes it? Why do the pancreatic islet cells decide to get weak and go bye-bye? Well, and if they go bye-bye, we don't make insulin. It's usually an autoimmune problem. In fact, they'll tell you in the textbooks it's autoimmune. And gluten, gliadin sensitivity is usually behind it. So we always have to have that person give up wheat and all sources of gluten. And then over in Finland, the doctors worked with 161 children with newly diagnosed type 1 diabetes. And guess what? Every one of them had intense antibodies to a component of dairy. So the dairy's got to go too. And there may be other things, but we not only want to regenerate those pancreatic islet cells, we want to stop the autoimmune attack that was causing it. And that can be done by removing those causes. So now, since then, it's been found that oxytocin helps to regenerate pancreatic islet cells. Melatonin helps to improve them. My, there's so many things that have been found to help regenerate. This 10-year-old needs to be checking in with a natural medicine doctor who knows what they're doing and not be sentenced to a lifetime of insulin for sure. Now, I'm not saying that we can.
I heard about that, and I thought, God, I need to see if we can find something as quick as possible that is different than, you know, the standard protocol. And that young, I thought, well, maybe there's some help. So
there is, ma'am. There absolutely is.
Wonderful. Okay, now the person that has the type 2 is a person that is not at all overweight and plays immense amounts of soccer. And mind you, this person is 81 years old, okay, and is just in, you can't believe, good shape. So don't know why the person got the diabetes. Oh, he also eats a really good diet. His wife is gluten intolerant, so they're pretty much gluten-free in the household. So we don't know what the cause is, but I know that so many times with type 2 it can be fixed.
Yes, it can. And after the
that could be done for him beyond the standard protocol he's on.
Absolutely so, ma'am, and I'll get to it after a break here, so hang in there. Betty, you still there, ma'am?
And if she can regenerate her islet cells, then will that quote-unquote cure the problem?
That's the whole point of regenerating the islet cells, ma'am, yes. We have to both regenerate the islet cells, but we also have to go after what it was that caused them to get this way.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah,
but
there we go.
Then kids that have a normal life and not be taking shots.
That is very possible, but she's got to get in to see a doctor who knows what they're doing with this fairly soon, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, now back to type 2 diabetes in the 81-year-old person. And the thing that I'm glad you told me is that this person is 81 and he's got a good diet and he's exercising and all, and what's the blink is going on? At 81, ma'am, we do check a few people, a minority, who have normal, healthy stomachs. I'm sorry, but the large majority are anywhere from a little bit to a lot on the low acid side, and they don't always have symptoms, even when it's a lot. And what may be happening is the digestion and assimilation of some of the key nutrients that keep us from getting diabetes, such as zinc and vanadium and chromium. They're just not getting digested from the food as well as they should, so they can't be absorbed. And if that happens, I'm sorry, but the diabetes is going to come on anyway. So in any of us who are in our 80s, if we're otherwise paying attention to our health and eating a good diet and getting our exercise, but we're still having a problem come on, one of the first things we want to look at is that digestion and assimilation. And in fact, if we look at it at a younger age and we find out there's a problem and patch it, well, what do you know? We have a greater chance at a healthier longevity.
So if that could be cured, if it happens to be the stomach thing, and that can be cured by, you know, getting the acid and all that straightened out.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
have to get rid of the diabetes.
It can, ma'am. I've seen it happen in people in their 80s, particularly. Now, here's the thing. Let's see, a certain age... the ovaries collapse, and if we want to stay as healthy as you can, we've got to take our bioidentical hormone replacement. And I'm sorry, but when we're in our 80s, our digestion is less than 50% likely to be optimal. And whatever problem we got, now we have got to take digestive aids, just like the hormones aid. The digestive aids help too. They're the hydrochloric acid for the tummy, the digestive enzymes for the pancreas. Things just don't work as well when we get older, so we have to make up for it, and we can make up for it in a natural, safe way.
Okay, that sounds really good. I'm going to pass that on to him because he's so healthy. If you could just get rid of that, it would help his overall health. The last thing I had is I heard you talking about people, you know, giving blood to keep down the blood, but I don't weigh enough to give blood. What do you have to offer people to help their heart but can't give blood because they're runts?
Yeah. Well, if that's what the blood bank has to say, okay. But there are natural medicine doctors who always, like the blood bank, will check first to make sure you got enough blood to give. Because it's not that you're small, it's that what quantity of blood, and that's measured by what's called the blood count. And if you definitely have enough, then they do what's called therapeutic phlebotomy, which just means that the blood is taken out in the doctor's office and doesn't get to help anybody else because it's not the blood bank, but that's the way it goes. And if it helps you, that's what we're up for.
Oh, so it's not necessarily connected to the weight because, you know, you have to weigh like at least 115 or something to get blood.
No, ma'am, it's connected to the complete blood count, CBC, and that's a simple blood. It's a simple blood test that any doctor can do for you anywhere, and natural medicine docs, if they do these therapeutic phlebotomies, they certainly have the good sense to ask the person to go get a CBC done first to make sure it's okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful, and these other two people, you know, if they take the advice, they'll be really helped. So I'm going to pass it on. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for calling, and... among other things you did, ma'am, is you got the information out there for everybody who's listening.